CLTV News with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, CLTV News with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, the foundation stone for a 149 million CFA francs project has been laid in Yoko, Mbam and Kim division of the center region. A lawyer representing one of the dozens of demonstrators in a banned anti-government protest in Uganda says his client was sexually assaulted in custody. Cameroon's table tennis player Saranana Humphu has qualified for the next round in the women's singles at the ongoing Olympic Games in Paris, France. The foundation stone for the construction of 8 classrooms and other facilities has been laid in Yoko, Mbam and Kim division of the Center Region. Presiding over the ceremony was the president of the Center Regional Council, Jibeti Mivuna, in the presence of municipal and administrative authorities of the locality who held the project worth over 149 million CFA francs. Maimuna Njoya completes that story from CRTV Center.
This is one rare school in the center region where access to people with disabilities has been taken into consideration. The government high school Yoko in the Mbam and Kim division will soon be rehabilitated. Alain Désiré Abega is the head of Department for Infrastructures and Regional Planning at the Center Regional Council.
We take in consideration the approach of handicap. So everybody can come in this school and school without marginalization.
Concretely, 8 classrooms, an administrative block, and other social facilities such as a water point and toilets will be constructed. This is the third project that the president of the Center Regional Council, Gilbert Imievuna, and his team has evaluated since the beginning of this year. Yoko is in effect amongst the 5 localities which have been chosen for the execution of the projects of the Center Regional Council. The population expressed joy and said they hope to see the works completed by December this year. Worth recalling is the fact that Yoko, also known as the Green Town, is located more than 270 kilometers away from Yaoundé and it takes slightly over 4 hours to get there. It is a locality which is bordered by Bankim, Banyo, Ngaundal in the Adamawa region, as well as Betare Oya and Belabo in the East region. Maimuna Joya, CRTV Center.
A project to empower the rural women in Mefu and Afamba division of the Center region has been given a boost with the launch of a periodic market in a locality called Ngolentang. The market, which is to hold every last Friday of the month, has been set up by the Cameroon Shippers Council, whose general manager, Auguste Mbappe Penda, promised to continue spurring the women on to economic independence. Winston Lebga reports.
The National Shippers Council general manager, Auguste Mbappe Penda, talked about the need to inject some backbone into the place, pointing to the quality and quantity of farm products in Mefu and Afamba division, saying most are the results of the efforts of the area's hardworking women, thus the necessity for the periodic market.
It's not only for transporters. Now we want to help the women of this department, and we know that they are very dynamic. We know that they are good producers of local products. So we are going to build some house to their products, and we are going to build a great bedroom for people who want to come to this center.
The periodic market will hold at the Ngolentang Truck Drivers Accommodation Center, some 90 kilometers from Yaoundé on the Ayos Bokni stretch in Mingang subdivision. The investment at the accommodation center makes it not just a base for trucks. There are plans to transform it into a comprehensive complex meant to offer a wide range of services that meet all the needs of professional drivers and visitors.
Winston Lebga reporting. The project manager of the Fair on Government Action, SAGO, Patrice Asiga, ANA, says the 13th edition of the event recorded about 72,000 visitors with satisfactory results attained. He was speaking at the end of SAGO, which was officially closed this Saturday by the Secretary General of the Ministry of Communication, Felix Zogo. Patience Wingo reports.
The closing ceremony was marked by speeches, among which that of the Secretary General of the Ministry of Communication, Felix Zogo, who remarked that the 13th edition of SAGO was a success. He lauded the resilience of the organizing committee and the exhibitors from government ministries, parastatals and private companies. For his part, the project manager of SAGO, Patrice Asigayene, highlighted the fact that the initial 200,000 visitors targeted were not reached, but that the about 72,000 who turned out were properly edified by agents from the participating structures. He blamed the low turnout on the organization of other important events in Yaoundé. A major innovation was the organization of a colloquium by the Cameroon Water Utility Corporation on water and sanitation. Awards were given to institutions who served the public well in different capacities. The Supreme Audit Office and the Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reform, as well as the Cameroon Telecommunications, were distinguished as administrations which organized best conferences. The CRTV has been crowned the best media organization with the best media coverage of SAGO, while the Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reform received an award as the best exhibitor. As I speak, the last institutions here are packing up their equipment, thrilled to have taken part in this year's edition of the SAGO. Reporting live from the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex, I am Patience Wingo for CRTV News.
And the state and private-owned institutions who took part at the 13th Fair on Government Actions say the platform has enabled them to raise their profiles and build networks and relationships with users of their services. Our reporter, Colette Jani, spoke with some exhibitors. Here is her report.
It's been 1 week of exhibition of state-owned micro and macro projects and in-depth conversations between the government, its partners, as well as the public for the economic development. Cameroon, as the exhibitors prepared to leave the site for SAGO 2024, we met with Oscarine Batake, a personnel of the National Civil Registration Office, BUNEC.
Usual welcome visitors. We have a team set up for sensitization on the importance of the registration of vital events like birth, death, and marriage. At the level of Astan, you equally find a sample of digitalized birth certificates. Inform the population equally on the major activities that have been taking place at the National Civil Status Registration Office. And here we answer every major preoccupation that anybody raise as far as civil status events are concerned.
Exhibitors have expressed satisfaction as their objectives of networking and introducing their new products and services were met. The users of public services also seemed satisfied with the efforts made by the government to get to the masses.
I was excited to meet a lot of state personalities for the first time. You know, it was good to hear them talk to people and the different live sessions.
As SAGO closes its curtains for its 13th edition, the wish for many is to see these government's projections to be effectively implemented for the economic development of Cameroon.
Colette Jani reporting. The municipality of Belel in the Adamawa region has been recording a steady increase in voter registration thanks to the support of the local elite. The president of the Vina South section of the CPDM, Abu Abubakar, was recently in some localities within the area to boost the registration process. Ayuk John Ashu picks up the rest of that story from CLTV in Goundary.
In spite of the simplified procedure by the government for the obtention of the national identity card, a good number of citizens in Belel subdivision in the Adamawa region are still without these essential documents. Given that the national identity card is indispensable for registration into electoral list, the president of the Vina South section of the CPDM, Abo Abubakar, who doubles as mayor of Belel, has been facilitating the process within his constituency.
Each time electoral lists are open, we do our possible best to assist the population in the process. This is the third time we are on the field with the purpose to boost voters' registration.
This has enabled the enrollment of some 350 potential voters within hours by Elecam in the locality of Telo, and the beneficiaries led the initiative of one of theirs to enable them to fulfill their civic rights. The initiator, Abo Abubakar, who is on the field with his CPDM party comrades, is thus laying the groundwork to improve on voter registration in Belel subdivision. Ngaundere, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
Meanwhile, supporters and sympathizers of the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement Party, CPDM, in Faku 4 section, Tiku, have been urged to uphold the party's ethics and values in fostering peace and sustainable development within their jurisdiction. The call came from for Tabe Tando, member of the Southwest Permanent Regional Delegation of the Central Committee of the CPDM, during a two-day working visit and training workshop in Faku 4 and Faku 1A sections. Annabelle Ndike Enuanyang completes that story.
The CPDM party in the Southwest region, in its drive to consolidate national unity, peace and integration, has organized a seminar at the Faku 4 section in Tiko to remind sympathizers of the need to abide by the basic texts of the CPDM. Senator for Tabetando Ndiep Nso is the head of the delegation.
Our Secretary General of the party, assignment to carry out the party live and alive, tell them, remind them about the tenets of democracy. We should always know that we have to be together. No matter our differences, we have to work together.
The militants of the CPDM Faku 4 section in Tiko were also encouraged to carry out massive voter registration.
Our militants to go out and start to prepare the minds of the electorates.
Additionally, 50 copies of the basic text of the CPDM, donated by the head of the Southwest Permanent Regional Delegation of the Central Committee of CPDM, Mr. Peter Mafani Musonge, were handed to the CPDM militants of Faku 4 section in Tiko as they pledged their loyal and unflinching support to the head of state, President Paul Biya. The two-day seminar will end this Saturday, July the 27th, with Faku 1A section. Annabelle Ndike Enoanyang, CRTV, Boya.
CRTV News. A lawyer representing one of the dozens of demonstrators in a banned anti-government protest in Uganda says his client was sexually assaulted in custody. More than 90 youths were arrested and some were charged with being a public nuisance following anti-corruption protests that hit the capital, Uganda. Some of those released from detention have also reportedly said they had been sexually assaulted while in police cells, sparking widespread criticism. 2 days of anti-corruption demonstrations went ahead on Tuesday and Thursday, despite a warning from President Yoweri Museveni that protesters were playing with fire. Reports say the fierce wildfire which swept through the Canadian town of Jasper in recent days melted cars to the road and turned homes to ash. The first images of the devastation at the famous tourist town have emerged after a 100-meter firewall swept through late on Wednesday. It has been difficult to get a sense of the scale of what happened because the fire burnt out of control for days. Some 25,000 people were evacuated from the town and the Jasper National Park in Alberta. On Friday, authorities from Jasper National Park said 358 of the 1,113 structures in the town had been destroyed by the fire, which was caused by a lightning storm. In sports, Cameroonian table tennis player Saran Nana Hanfu has qualified for the second round in the women's table tennis singles at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games. She defeated her opponent Chelsea HU from Guyana by 4 sets to 1. She will be competing this Sunday for a place into the next round of the competition. Details with CRTV's special envoy to Paris, Baldwin Sama.
She came ready to kickstart Team Cameroon's participation with a win. Sarah Hanfo simply made use of her rich Olympic Games experience to outsmart Chelsea Aguil from Guyana. After winning the first set 11-6, Sarah Hanfo lacked concentration during the second set that saw Chelsea impose an 11-9 win. Sarah Hanfo bounced back during the third, fourth and fifth sets respectively, securing swift win.
I am so happy and so grateful, you know. I've been supported by all the Cameroonians, received a lot of text message on social network and so on. Also by Team Cameroon. A lot of responsibility as well, because I was the first Cameroonian to enter the tournament. So I wanted, you know, there are young players in the team and I wanted just to give them hope that they can make it.
Her first competition win, which she hopes will pave the way for more victories.
This is my last Olympic Games. I wanted so much for Cameroon, you know, to go as far as possible and just, you know, represent as well as possible Team Cameroon. So I'm going to give everything tomorrow, you know, my heart, my head, and fight until the last point. The other one is going to be another story because I'm playing the top 16. But you never know. I just have to fight and give my all.
This Sunday, it will be a tough game for Sarah Hanfo during the second round as she's expected to play against one of the top best in the women's top 16 in table tennis.
Baldwin Sama reporting, and more than 300,000 people attended the official opening ceremony of the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France this Friday. Amongst them, in the rain-washed event, was President Paul Biya and wife Chantal Biya. Charles Ebonero visits what he describes as a colorful ceremony.
Bienvenue aux Jeux Olympiques de Paris 2024.
3 hours plus for a 7-year preparatory finality to be unveiled in the plus 2,000-year-old French capital, Paris, the city of lights. 300,000 more people flock the banks of the Seine River as 85 boats carry 205 national Olympic delegations containing 6,800 athletes for an all-city opening ceremony. The parade washed by more than 1 billion people globally, is electrified by more than 2,000 athletes, including American performer Lady Gaga. The multi-sport event of 32 disciplines with 329 events is attended by at least 100 world leaders, including President Paul Biya. One of the spectacular unique glitz moments comes from the performance of La Francophonie world's most listened musician, Aya Nakamura. An attraction, the Cameroonian delegation puts the traditional Togo attire as Olympic Games values such as fair play, solidarity and peace are gallantly displayed.
La flamme olympique va faire briller Paris et toute la France.
The 33rd modern Olympiad brought back to stage for the first time in 4 years, Canadian global enduring superstar Celine Dion. The overflow of emotions gave way to some few statements from officials of the French government and the International Olympic Committee.
Je proclame ouvert les Jeux de Paris.
The rain-washed display was simply a trajectory for the games to start in France 100 years on after the last show here.
Charles Ebune. And still in sports, the sum of 618 million CFA francs has been voted as the budget of Coton Sport of Garoua for the 2024-2025 season. The amount was approved by the board of the Garoua Base Club during their General Assembly, chaired by Board Chair Mohamadou Kaou. Details with Julius Neba.
During the meeting, the Coton Sport Board members assured their national and international partners that by the 5th of August, some necessary technical changes will begin to see the light of day at the helm of the club in a bid to help the Cotonites regain their winning spirit with the objective to win the Cup of Cameroon and other international trophies. Ferdinand Sadu is the executive president of Kotong Sport.
This organization will permit us to have a solid management team to get into the upcoming season on a good foot.
In an effort to groom local professional footballers and also spend less buying players out of country, the Kotong Sport officials announced that in partnership with 9 local football training centers in the country, they will organize an under-19 football tournament to kick off on the 3rd of August in Garwa with the objective to scout and train the best boarding talents at the Kotong Sports Football Academy. Ismailu Adama is the divisional officer for Garwa 1.
Au lendemain de cette assemblée générale,
on the heels of this general assembly, we are sure that Kotong Sport will take its place at the helm of football in Cameroon and in Africa.
Au niveau de l'Afrique.
To give supporters of Kotong Sport the opportunity to get the football team's gadgets and other quality accessories they need when supporting their darling club, the board members announced that the shop would be opened in Garwa to that effect in the days ahead. Meanwhile, plans to construct a Kotong Sport dormitory in Yaoundé are underway to facilitate the lodging of the squad when they are in the nation's capital city. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garwa.
To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. The foundation stone for a 149 million CFA francs project has been laid in Yoko, Mbam and Kim division of the Center region. A lawyer representing one of the dozens of demonstrators in a banned anti-government protest in Uganda says his client was sexually assaulted in custody. Cameroon's table tennis player Sarah Nana Hamfu has qualified for the next round in the women's singles at the ongoing Olympic Games in Paris, France. CRTV News.